This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab. Have you ever walked into your local supermarket or wine shop or hardware store and taken a look at what's on the shelves? Like, really taken a look? What's up for sale and how well-stocked those shelves are can tell you a lot about how a business owner feels about the economy. I say all this because we learned this morning that in March, wholesalers' inventories fell from the month before, down 0.4%, according to the Commerce Department. Meanwhile, in April, a different survey of business owners, called the Logistics Managers Index, shows inventories barely ticked up. So Marketplace's Justin Ho called up a few small businesses to get the scoop on how they're thinking about what and how much they're stocking.
Earlier in the year, Pat Whalen decided to bring in a lot of inventory for his grocery store and wholesaling business in Brooklyn called Sahadi Fine Foods. He imports a lot of products from parts of the Middle East that are really unstable right now.
The political climate there meant I had to bulk up inventory, put a buffer here, add another couple of months to the inventory cycle.
But Whalen says bulking up on inventory is a whole different challenge because it requires borrowed money. And with interest rates as high as they are,
the cost of your inventory is 2 to 3 times what it was a few years ago.
As a result, Whalen says he's trying to be a little smarter about his inventory levels.
We're still going to continue to replenish, but we need to take that buffer down a little bit.
A lot of other businesses had been loading up on inventory this year because they thought if the Federal Reserve cut interest rates soon,
consumers would be ready to spend more.
That's Dale Rogers, a professor at Arizona State University who helps put together the Logistics Managers Index. He says businesses have realized that it's not clear whether the Fed will cut rates at all this year. As a result,
they're making decisions in some cases to postpone purchases until they absolutely need it.
That kind of just-in-time inventory management has a lot of advantages. Catherine Reynolds handles imports at Palmetto Tile Distributors in South Carolina. She's also ordering less inventory right now, and she says that lets her stay nimble.
If I do see something that's not selling, then I can easily, you know, sell off the last part of it and not have to worry and not be stuck with inventory that's kind of gone stale, so to speak.
Reynolds says keeping inventories low also lets her experiment a little more. For instance, she can bring in a small amount of new Boulder tiles, where it's no big deal if they don't sell. But if they do, then great.
We work with a lot of architects and designers, and it's always good to kind of pique their interest and have the latest, greatest things to offer them.
Reynolds says that can help her boost sales, even when the economy is uncertain. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.